Blog Talk Radio.
Talking about ways to enrich, to make more fruitful your Lent. During Lent, we find it hard to all come together and remember, oh yeah, I should be doing this. Many of us focus on the core of the mind of what we're giving up for Lent. We can give something up and we can add and bring something in. Okay, so tonight I'm going to talk to you about some cool prayers, some cool ideas for you to make more fruitful, for you to enrich your Lent this season, and for you to have the best Lent you have ever had. If you would like to call in and talk to me, here at the show, you can dial in at 347 989-0056. If you are watching on a computer, you also have the number right there on your screen, and I would love to talk to you and hear your opinion and answer your questions about the prayers I will tell you about. So the first prayer, the first thing that you can add in is something that we are all familiar with if we are very devout Catholics, and that is the rosary. I know. Pray the rosary. But pray the rosary for real this time. Take your time on praying it. And don't think you have to pray it real fast. Oh, Susie down the street prayed it in 20 minutes. I got to beat that and pray it in 15. Take your time. Take an hour to pray the rosary. You will love about how much the rosary takes when you're having that one-on-one with God. Me and my friend Diane were discussing the other day on the show about how we don't need a prescription from anyone. We just need our prescription from God. And that is what the rosary really is. We just have to take that prescription from Our Lady and listen. We don't have to have Susie's prescription to pray in 20 minutes. We need Our Lady's prescription to pray however long she wants us to pray it for. The rosary is great to look at Jesus' life, especially when we pray the sorrowful mysteries. To look and reflect on all the mysteries of the sorrowful mysteries. I think my personal favorite, I hate to call it a favorite, but it's the scourging at the pillar. To know that what our Lord actually went through at the pillar, and it just, you know, makes me shaky, you know, upset that they would do this to someone. But he did it for the better glory of God, right? The next thing I want to talk to you about is the Precious Blood Chaplet. If you know me, I talk about the Precious Blood Chaplet quite often. You can go to Google to find this, Precious Blood Chaplet, and print that out or look on your phone or whatever. And this really does wonders. It's a five-deck, so you use your rosary, but instead of 10 beads, you need 12. So you can still use a rosary and just go back 2 beads when you're to the 10th. But it has 5 mysteries, the chaplet of the Precious Blood does. And we reflect on all of Jesus' wounds. So reflecting on Jesus' wounds brings us closer to Him and to hold the crucifix and look upon it and be like, wow, that is so neat. The next thing is to do some novenas during your Lent. And that is, you know, finding 5 novenas, praying a novena for, you know, 10 days, get a day off, you know, rest, and keep going. Well, actually, you can only do about 4 or 5 novenas. Don't do 9. You'd be praying too many. But the novena takes about 10 days, and we only have 40 days of Lent. But if you want to keep going long after Lent, that's what I encourage you to do. Novenas are great. The next thing is Catholic books. Books on Mary, books on your favorite saint, books on Jesus, books on the 5 wounds. Something to enrich your Lent is something for you after the 40 days and when you finish reading that you can look and reflect on this book and say, this book by Pope Benedict really changed how I looked at Lent this year. And from there on, you start reading more of his books, and, you know, you always remember the Lent you had with Pope Benedict. The next thing is the act of humility. We all need to pray the act of humility during Lent, because that's what we're called to do during Lent, is be humble and give something up. Also, the litany of humility is also very beautiful. Basically, any prayers written by St. Francis of Assisi is something you can use for your humility prayer. Add that in. And do a few of these things, guys. Add in a humility prayer and do a Precious Blood Chaplet every day for the rest of life. Beautiful. Beautiful and how fruitful and how enriched you would come out in the end. Okay, we're going to take a commercial break, and when we come back, I will go through the rest of these things that you can add in. as well as this is the time to call in. Remember, the number is 347-989-0056. You'll also be able to find it on your screen if you're watching on laptop. I'll see you after the break.
We are Catholics. We are the Church. Together, we build and run hospitals, schools, shelters. We feed the hungry. We comfort the afflicted. We serve all who come. We do this in ways large and small because we are called to do it. We live in a country that promises to protect the right to practice our faith every day, everywhere. That right does not start when we enter our churches. That right does not end when we leave our pews. We are Catholics. We are Americans. We will defend our right to practice our faith free from government coercion. Join us. Together, we will be heard.
Together, we will be heard. We are Catholic. We are Catholic. We should all be proud to have that name. And when we die, we want that name all around us, that we were Catholic and that we lived fruitful lives, always praying and dedicated to the Church. And that is what we're doing this evening here on My Talk Show. We are adding things to our Lent to enrich it, to make it fruitful. So when you pass away and you go before the throne and he says, wow, this Lent, this past Lent in 2015, you added these things to your Lent and I saw that it made it better. I saw that you started growing in me and got deeper devotion with me. I thank you for that. Welcome home. So now we're going to go ahead and take a call. And I believe we have Diane on the line, as she always comes on and tells us, you know, a few things that she likes. I think she's going to tell us something that she personally has added to her Lenten journey this Lent. And it's always nice to hear the outcome of other people's and what they were doing, what they are doing, and how they're making their Lent better, and how you, too, can make your Lent better by simply listening to Diane and me and other people that we have that will be calling in. Hello, Diane. How are you?
Wonderful. Thank you. I'd like to say that the Amethysty has helped me tremendously, and I believe it will help other people to maybe not have a time on the clock that you say it, but whenever it comes to you that you need to do it, during the day, during Lent, to do it. And also our sweet Saint Faustina with the Rosary and Pope John Paul II and what they went through, the wars and things. I believe with that happening in our society and in our world that would be a very, very prudent thing for everyone to do, would it be to pray the Rosary at least twice a day, maybe three if you can. Like you were saying, Seth, because we can never pray too much. We can never pray too much.
We can never pray too much. That is, amen. That is so true. And, you know, the Anima Christi, like Diane suggested, is a beautiful Lenten prayer to understand how Jesus comes in and washes us clean of our sin and confession. Thank you, Diane, for your call. May God bless you. So the next thing I want to talk about is weekly confession during Lent and even so forth. Weekly confession brings us closer to Jesus in wanting to tell him, Lord, I have failed you this week. And you get the blessing from the priest. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. You have been cleansed of your sins. And then you get to do penance on top of that. Something that makes us all feel clean and fresh. So weekly confession during Lent and even so forth is beautiful. It's a beautiful sacrament. And I wish more Catholics really took hold of what the sacrament really holds. The next thing I have on my list is weekly confession. Oh, my bad. Weekly Eucharist, daily Mass, doing a daily Mass throughout Lent, not every day, two times a week, once or twice a week, whatever you can do. Don't think you have to move stuff out of your schedule to do this, but receiving the Eucharist and hearing the gospel more than once a week on Sundays is gorgeous, and having that tabernacle live with you throughout the entire week. You receive Jesus every day in daily Mass. You walk with him every day. He's literally in you. And that's nothing to joke about. Jesus really does become one in the Eucharist. And when we consume the particle of the bread and chip, Jesus is in us. We have ate of the bread, drank of the wine. The next thing, something that we just prayed, if you're listening from the Divine Mercy Chaplet live, we are praying the Divine Mercy Chaplet. And that is something that we can pray for the sake of historical passion. The passion is his entire process of being crucified. And that is what we have to remember throughout Lent, that, yes, on Good Friday, Jesus was crucified, but he is suffering through all Lent. So us, too, need to remember to sacrifice, to suffer, that it's okay to suffer, and it's okay to drop our cross, because we can pick up our cross again. So Divine Mercy Chaplet, pray that every night if you can, especially at 3 p.m. Eastern, or whatever 3 p.m. you're at, because that's the hour our Lord expired. The next thing is the St. Michael Chaplet. And this is something that I'm going to start praying as well, especially reflecting on this past Sunday's gospel, which Jesus was out in the desert and Satan took him upon a high hill and tempted him. And Jesus said, no, the Lord your God is who you serve and trust. You do not dare him. You do not put your life in your hands, literally. So the St. Michael Chaplet, especially reflecting on St. Michael, he's the one that we know that we always see with his spear through Satan and his foot pressed down on him. We can always, remember to do that and pray the St. Michael Chaplet. And look upon, especially this Sunday's gospel, and you got to remember, you can always look back on gospel and reflect on what there is. Really, to serve the gospel fully, we need to find a prayer we can add in. So the St. Michael Chaplet is great for that. And that all turns into this past Sunday's gospel as well on the temptations, because we are going to fall into temptation, guys. Like it or not, if you're doing Lent right now, you should have been tempted 10 times already. And it's just going to keep going worse and worse and worse as you keep going throughout Lent. It's never going to get better, but it will get better on Easter, when we are one with Christ in banquet of the Eucharist, and he was risen. And we cry out, Alleluia, Alleluia. Thank you, Jesus, for coming into my heart, coming into my soul, and walking with me. So if you have something you'd like to add or call, make sure you call in the 347-989-0056. I would love to take your call here in the last few minutes we have. I believe we have another caller. Hello? You're on the Converted Catholic Talk Show. How are you this evening? Oh, must be someone silent. someone must have called in and pressed the wrong key. So, yes, if you want to call in and talk to me at 347-989-0056, and once you are prompted, press 1. So something I'd like to add is a good friend of ours that you're on Facebook. Her name's Mary. I'm not going to give her last name, but Mary, she is this wonderful woman who herself has been fixing meals for this elderly woman in our community and has been taking them over to her and has been praying with her, and she's been invited us all to pray for her. So let's look at Mary's example here, and maybe we can look at Christ and look at what Mary is doing. She's taking meals to elderly and say, oh yeah, there's a little boy down the street. I'm going to go play with him, or drink him up a book. Or there's this lady next to me, and I'm pretty old, but she's older than me, and she's not doing that well. I'm going to cook her dinner tonight. I'm going to go pray with her. I know she's Catholic, and I see her at Mass. I'm going to offer her a ride because I know it's a struggle for her. Then after that, I'm going to bring her out to dinner, or him, you know, whoever. So Mary is doing great things for the Lord. We see it all the time with her doings. And she's just, you know, doing beautiful things for the Lord, and she has a great reward coming for her. I also like to go into tomorrow and tell you that tomorrow at 5 p.m. Eastern, we'll be doing 30 minutes of prayer for the women and children, Christian women and children, who were taken by ISIS. We'll be praying for them and for their souls, the repose of their souls in heaven, and for all the souls in purgatory. That is tomorrow on Blog Talk Radio at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. It runs for 30 minutes. Diane, you are on the air. Do you have anything you'd like to add?
I would like to read the Anima Christi, since it's we're celebrating Lent.
Go ahead.
Okay. Anima Christi, soul of Christ, sanctify me. Body of Christ, save me. Blood of Christ, inebriate me. Water from the side of Christ, wash me. Passion of Christ, strengthen me. O good Jesus, hear me. Within thy wounds, hide me. Suffer me not to be separated from thee. From the malignant enemy, defend me. In the hour of my death, call me. And bid me come to thee, that with thy saints I may praise thee forever and ever. Amen.
Amen. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen. That is a beautiful prayer that we can use during Lent. And not even as the Lent, but we can add that on to our daily lives and, you know, go forward. And praying that, even in ordinary time, and even in Advent, and Pentecost, and Easter, we all have that in. We can all use this then as well. But what happens during Lent, when we pray that, is we look at the crucifix, and we take our sacrifice, what we have given up, we take our cross, and we put in that prayer, and we offer it to God. We offer the prayers, we offer the intentions to God. Right, Diane?
Well, hi. God bless you. Pax tecum.
Yes. Peace be with you, Diane. So, we have went over a list of things that you can add to your Lent to make your Lent more fruitful. And that's, you know, the rosary, the precious blood chaplet, a good Catholic book, a novena prayer, act in litany of humility, weekly confession, weekly daily mass, the Divine Mercy Chaplain, the St. Michael Chaplain, and like Diane added, the Anima Christi. Those are all beautiful prayers. I really do hope that you will take one of these prayers and add it to your Lent and add it to what you can do to better serve your Lent, to better your Lent, and to better your soul. Tomorrow at 5 p.m., we'll all gather here on Blog Talk Radio to pray for the 70 to 100 women and children who've been taken and killed by ISIS for the repose of their souls and for the souls if any of them are still alive. I'll catch you all tomorrow. And remember, please check out my blog at www.catholicdesk.weebly.com. God bless you all and have a blessed evening. I have something I'd like to add. How much do you love me? I asked Jesus. And Jesus said, this much. Then he stretched out his arms and died.
Savior, I come. Quiet my soul. Remember redemption sin, where your blood was spilled. My ransom, everything I once held dear, I can't.